Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join in welcoming our featured guest. Allison Silverman's with us, Keller Williams Calabasas. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Glad to have you with me. Let me remind you, if you have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great when it comes to developing a financing plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, as every day starts, we start with a little bit of a celebration right here on Ron Siegel Radio. National Clams on the Half Shell Day throws in with a little bit of National Tater Tots. And you will be able to accomplish that, which I have accomplished. You'll have beaten anorexia. Just saying. Checking out the Dow Jones Industrial Average, down 31 points as we speak. Oil down 2 cents a barrel. I'm not going to tell you that we like to spend our tax ourselves a little heavier here in the state of confusion, but we do like taxes in California, so we'll chat about that a little bit more as the podcast goes on today. Yeah, getting a little bit of good stuff going on here. Yeah. What are the rates going? The 10-year Treasury is down just a little bit, 2.407 this morning as we speak. And we still have a lot of folks out there with their hair on fire. I love the newest one. Now, we're in the state of confusion. We have about a 50%, actually the national number, about 50% first-time marriages end in divorce. Not a pleasant thought. In the state of confusion, about 60% of first-time marriages end in divorce. Here in Orange County, California, I don't know all the different counties around, but I know Orange County, 70% of first-time marriages end in divorce. Not a very pleasant statistic. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. But here's the issue. Now we listen to the national media, and they're complaining. You got to love this. I mean, it's from the media. I wonder what their rate of divorce is. I wonder what their rate of long-term marriage is. Yet the fire yesterday was the fact that Vice President Pence said that he will not go out on one-on-one dinners or business dinners with other women when his wife's not present. And alcohol being served, he wants his wife there as well. Is that such a bad thing? Now, I believe the number is they're married 34 years. They found what works for them. Is that a problem? Why is the media going so crazy over this idea that they've got something that works within their marriage, a 34-year marriage? Now, I was listening to a couple broadcasters last night talking about this, and they had a whopping 3 years for their divorce. So maybe instead of complaining about what the Pence are doing, maybe there's some people that should just kind of take a little bit of note and learn something. Now, I'm not saying that's right for everybody. I'm just saying that maybe instead of chastising people for what they find is successful in their lives, maybe some ought to learn. I mean, I can say in 2 weeks I'll be at 30 years. So my concept is, you know, whatever you find that works for you, every household's a little bit different. Why chastise somebody else unless you've got a proven strategy to be better? Just a thought. And as we move right along this morning, I figured that there might be a time that we want to look, you know, it is tax time. And this weekend will probably be a lot of people doing their taxes. Now, yes, we do have an extra 3 days this year. We can do it. We have till the 18th of April to turn our taxes in or to file taxes. But there are a few signs that couples need to file their taxes separately. So if you're thinking about doing your taxes this weekend, there are three signs that you might want to be looking at doing your taxes separately, and it doesn't have anything to do with when you're drinking or going out with somebody of the opposite sex or having a business dinner or whatever. Just a thought here. So number one, when a spouse has a tax liability, though your spouse's liability won't carry over to you, it could throw a wrench in your taxes if you file jointly. Just a thought for you right there. When your spouse cannot be trusted.
You're absolutely useless.
Yeah, that might be one. When you file a return, you sign under penalty of perjury. So if you can't trust your spouse, there might be another issue going on here, that, but more of the taxes. But that is one issue that says maybe you should be filing separately. When a spouse lives abroad, there are some tax reasons why you might file separately. But as a rule, most people file separately for non-tax reasons. So that is another one right there. So there are your three reasons that you might want to be filing separately as we get closer and closer to tax time. I did also have a report here that is 50 things you might want to know if you haven't filed your taxes yet. Now, you know me, sometimes I do get a little bit sidetracked here. So I don't know whether we'll go through all 50 of these. I get bored easily. There are some things you might want to know if you haven't done your taxes yet. The sooner you file, believe it or not, the sooner you'll get your refund. See, if you haven't filed yet and you have a refund due, now you're probably not going to get it after you file. The IRS says it issues 9 out of 10 refunds in less than 21 days. Waiting to file. Now, this is a very, very important one. It does put you at risk. Now, this is one that actually I can speak firsthand to. My son had this happen last year. You heard about any of these companies losing individuals' information? Well, last year, my son was part of that with Sprouts, where they were hacked. A lot of Social Security numbers and names and addresses were lost, birth dates. Well, somebody filed his tax return for him. They wouldn't pay it for him. They wanted a refund. So think about that concept. Filing earlier does help. Waiting puts you at risk. If you're not a tax fraud victim, you might need, or if you are a tax fraud victim, you might have to prepare a paper return. That is one of those issues that goes with the fraud things that happen. Here, April 18th. Most people think it's April 15th, that when April 15th falls on a Sunday like it does this year, well, you don't have to worry about it. April 16th is a holiday in the District of Columbia. So Tuesday, April 18th is tax day this year. It's hard deadline. Your paper return must be postmarked by April 18th, and e-file must be submitted before midnight, or else you could get fined. You can get an extension, but that is not an extension to pay. It is an extension to file. The IRS will give pretty much an automatic six-month extension. Again, not an extension to pay. It's an extension for paperwork. Talk to your tax professional. There are ways that you can make sure that you're what's called penalty proof. Uncarried taxes, unpaid taxes, get fees. Yeah, the government wants more and more money. And sometimes if it goes to collection, well, all the time, if it goes to collection, it's going to affect your credit score. Make sure you have all your forms. I don't even know if they still do it, being that so many of them are done online now, but it used to be you have all those stacks of forms at the post office. I haven't been in a post office, so I don't even remember. Report all of your income. Regardless of whether you get a 1099, a W-2, it is your responsibility to report your income. It's not somebody else's report your income. And yes, I did say all of your income.
So I know who has to kick.
Yeah, they're watching. Plan to wait in line. If you're going to take your tax return to the post office, plan on taking a while over there. Take advantage of technology, but be sure that you've got some sort of protection on your computer if you're going to do the technological versions. You don't want to be giving out all of your information. If you can't afford to pay your taxes, sorry, that's not an excuse. You still have to pay your taxes.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah. You might have to set up a payment plan with the IRS, but you do have to make an effort to pay or get that payment plan. Chances of an audit are low of all the individual tax returns filed in 2014. Are you ready for this? I guess I should find my guys to see if they're ready. Well, wrong guys. Out of all the tax returns filed in 2014, the IRS audited 0.8% and 1.3% of the corporate returns. But you still need to be careful. Watch out for those scammers. Ask for help. And you are responsible for what you file. Just remember, I only got through about half of these items on there, but just be aware that it is your responsibility to take care of this, get your taxes done, get them done right, get them done efficiently, get them done on time, and if you have money coming back, I would suggest why not do them early, unless you just like the government holding your money, and if you don't want the money back, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I have no problem with it. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, is there a looming crisis in real estate? We're going to talk about it. What do you do if you've got a home equity line of credit? We might chat about that one as well. Home prices are up 6.15% across the country. We'll chat about it. Is canceled debt taxable? And would you rather have $1 million or $5,000 monthly in retirement? All that and more. You can reach us anytime off air number 800-306-1990-800-306-1990 or ronradio.com. Connect us to facebook.com/ronradio. On Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our podcast, Ron Siegel 1. Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about...
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or any time at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. 1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the Fast Pass Approval Program for you, same as cash offers when you're still getting a mortgage. Think about that concept. Same as cash. It's all pre-underwritten. In fact, I was just sharing this with a guest yesterday. How would you like to go in contract on Monday, get approved your loan on Wednesday, and call it a day? Think about that concept. It is the fast pass approval program. It is something that is fairly unique to Gold Star. Just a thought for you there. Is canceled debt taxable? What is canceled debt? Well, think about this. If you have a home, it goes into short sale. If you have a credit card that is written off or goes away or some types of debt is taxable. There are certain laws that make it non-taxable. That's one of the issues there. A modification of your loan, mortgage loan, could be considered a taxable cancellation of debt as well. Think about that concept. If you face foreclosure, your property abandoned or repossessed, the IRS may consider cancellation of your mortgage debt to be the equivalent of a home sale. If that happens, you may end up with a taxable capital gain. One of the big issues here that I want you to understand is I'm not going to get into the weeds here. I can tell you about all the different programs, the cancellation of debt, income expectations, and the exclusions and the forms that the IRS is going to ask you about and different issues there. The biggest thing that you need to know is you need professional guidance when you're going through these issues. Don't just go and sell your property, give away property and think that, you know something, it's gone, it's done, it's out of my hair, I don't have to worry about it, because it may come back to bite you down the road. If you have a team of professionals, a professional real estate agent, a CPA or tax planner, enrolled agent, all these different people on your team, you're going to probably get some better guidance than just trying to think you understand it all on your own. It's just the concept there. I want you to be aware of that. Take a look at it. Get professional guidance. But It Matters segment brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage and the Fast Pass Loan Approval Program. Speaking of discussing all of these different professional real estate guidance, Allison Silverman is with us. Cal Williams, Calabasas. A little bit of a drive for you to get here.
A little bit.
Good morning. Glad to have you with us. So we got a lot to chat about. I mean, we're on radio today. Out of face for radio, but you're used to doing TV stuff.
Not used to it. Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Getting there.
Okay. Yeah. Well.
HGTV is coming out in another full episode, hopefully soon.
Nice. So I come home on Saturday, Sunday mornings after I've been out at the beach walking, and my wife's usually got some of those different home shows on. I started watching the news, and she certainly doesn't want to listen to me. So what do they talk about on there with you?
Well, I had one of my listings on there for House Hunters.
Okay.
Renovation, and then they called me to have my own episode, which we haven't filmed yet. So I did a cameo on another House Hunters.
Nice. Okay. That's good stuff. So what is it you focus on? I know you're based in Calabasas area.
I am.
Okay. So what is your focus of what you're doing?
I do a lot of townhomes.
Okay.
I do high-end residential, and I do REO, which is foreclosures.
Okay, foreclosures. We got to stay away from the acronyms because I'm a simple guy. Are there still a lot of the foreclosures on the market?
I have two coming up in April.
Okay.
In Woodland Hills, one in Sunland. And as we talked about earlier, you and I both think that the HELOCs are going to reset.
Okay, we've got to get back to HELOCs. HELOCs and resetting. You got to explain that to us a little bit.
Yes, HELOC is a home equity line of credit.
Okay.
And resetting means that their interest rate will reset according to, you would know better,
right,
than the Fed.
Okay, so we got two different issues when we talk about the home equity lines of credit. This is it's a great tool. Don't think that it's just a bad, you know, because we're talking about them resetting, that's all bad. What happens on the home equity lines of credit is basically they start out at an interest rate, whatever that number might be. Sometimes they're a 0.5% over prime. I've seen them go up as 3% over prime in certain instances, and every one of them has a great use. And in most instances, I would probably say 95% of the time, maybe you've seen a little bit different, but they have a 10-year period that they're interest only. Then what happens is that for the next 20 years, they reset or recast, and they amortize over a 20-year period. So think about what that means. If you've got, now let's just use a round number. I'm going to say 5%. Now, most of them are not at 5%. But say you've got a $100,000 amortizing or home equity line of credit HELOC at 5%. That's $5,000 a year in interest, roughly $400 per month, because you're paying interest only. But at the end of the 10-year period, so these are when the crisis started, right before the crisis, the mortgage and real estate crisis of 2008, we're just about getting to that 10-year period right now. So when you look at those are going to go into a 20-year loan. So they're going to be paying not only that $400 and change per month in interest, but you're going to start having to pay back that principal over a 20-year period. So that might add another $400 a month. What's that going to do to your budget when that payment doubles? So think about that. And there's some people that can afford it, fine. Some people that may be saying, okay, you know, something at the way today's interest rates are, why not just refinance the entire loan and amortize the whole thing over 30 years? And then there's going to be people that put their head in the sand and they end up in the world of the closures in the REO.
Right. They're going to maybe triple. You know, a lot over $250,000 are going to be non-affordable.
Sure.
At that point.
So that becomes a real major issue. Mm-hmm. And the unfortunate part is, number one, nobody's talking about it. And the second part of, right, which is a scary part, which is what got us in problems of 2008, is people just said, okay, you know something, I got this loan, I was paying less than the full interest amount, and you know, then they start saying, well, now how do I afford it, right? So now we're going into the same scenario again, where if people aren't listening to what you're telling them, like, they could end up in the same boat where they've got that problem. The other area that we want to really bring to light for people is those folks that did a loan modification,
yes.
Right? I mean, if they did a trial loan modification for 5 years or 10 years, it was 2%, and now it's going to market rate interest at 4 or 5%,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, they're going to be in trouble.
They're going to be in trouble.
So there'll be a wave of short sales and foreclosures.
So, and we don't want to get into the idea of being doomsayers. What we want to do is educate you so that you understand that, hey, you know something, if you've got one of those programs, take action, because what is it? I think the last number I saw, 86% of us have significant equity in our property, significant defined as over 20%. So why would you wait until you've got this headache on your hands instead of calling Allison and saying, can you look at it? Right? I mean, what's it cost for a consultation for somebody to go over their documentation with? Complimentary. See that? Complimentary. So the idea of not getting educated, because there's options, right?
Yes, there are many options.
Right? So one of them, they can decide, okay, I've got this property, I want to keep it, refinance it, and get something that's affordable long-term. They can say, okay, you know something, I've got all this equity, maybe I want to right size, maybe I want a bigger house, smaller house. You can help them with selling it and buying the right property.
Correct.
Right? They might want to say, okay, well, right now I live in Calabasas and I want to move to Palm Desert. Right, so there's a lot of options for people. And so how long does that take usually? How long does that consultation with you take?
I do some questions over the phone, maybe a half hour over the phone, maybe an hour in person.
So for an hour and a half to save all those headaches, that think about this concept before we go to break. Do you remember real estate in 2008, 2009? Do you remember how many people lost a lot of sleep, got sick, because they were really worried about what was going on? And for an hour and a half of time with Allison, you can get some answers and not go through that. Is there any logical reason not to be making the calls right now? Just a thought for you. There's a lot in there. Think about this. I mean, it's amazing, Allison. You probably see this more than I do because you're out meeting the people. I'm dealing radio, which nobody talks to me on radio. And then we're also talking to some of the consulting things that we do. But you know, people, if they would just make some, they would spend a little bit of time with their largest asset and largest liability,
yeah.
Right? They're concerned about 401k sometimes. They look at their Charles Schwab account, just to use a name. You know, what did you buy in the stock market last week? Is the market up $3 trillion over the last 3 months, right?
Yeah.
But they don't think about their house. Getting that annual consultation, their review, just baffles me sometimes. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial market. When we come back, Home prices up 6.15%. We've been talking about some of the challenges, but property values are up. Let's talk about that part as well. And would you rather have $1 million in the bank or $5,000 monthly in retirement? Allison's got some senior experience as well, so we'll talk to her about that one a little bit as well. You can reach the time, call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel, and if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. The replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trust guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, N-E-S-T, 79564. Find that dream home before somebody else does. Find your dream home before somebody else does. And home prices up 6.15% across the country. The Federal Housing Finance Agency recently released their latest quarterly home price index, in which they compare home prices regionally and by state. really like the home price, the FHFA number, because it gives you a little bit of a different perspective than some of the other median price numbers. FHFA, homes that are in the government programs. So it's a Fannie Mae home, Freddie Mac home, a Jenny Mae home. So the real high-end properties don't count into and don't skew the numbers on the appreciation when you're looking at FHFA pricing. 6.15 is the number across the country. 7.44 is the appreciation along the western part of the country. They actually term it as their Pacific region. California, looking at 6.6% is the number there. So are you thinking about moving to a different state? That's a big issue. When you're looking at relocating, you have to understand Wyoming is one of the few states. It's actually down 1.6%. West Virginia down 3.49%, although with the changes in coal, one might start coming back a little bit. Texas up 7.7%, Nevada up 9%. So we're seeing good numbers around many, many parts of the country in the real estate market. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that there's just a very significant shortage of real estate available, properties available for sale. And if you're thinking about selling your house, if you've been trying to decide, well, should I or shouldn't I? Is now the time? Is it not the time? Interest rates are going up. That's a given. We heard that from the Federal Reserve 2 days ago. They said they'll look 2 more interest rate hikes this year. We're looking at Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, Mortgage Bankers Association, National Association of Realtors, all saying interest rates will be up somewhere between 0.5% and 1% more by this time next year. And through that, they're going up. There's not a lot of inventory out there available. Buyers are out there. There's pent-up demand out there. It's a perfect storm for getting some good value for your real estate. Maybe if it's time for you to move, it would be a good time to think about that. Now, that is the real-time real estate segment. Again, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Get text messages every time a new property goes on the market that fits your individual criteria. You don't want a lot of text messages every time, but that's just one of the ideas there. So, Allison, what do you think? Are you seeing numbers like that in your market as well, that the properties that are – so you're in Calabasas. So you're probably looking at the under $630,000 price point, I think, the FHFA numbers there.
Under that number, my listings are selling in under a week and multiple offers well over asking.
Under a week and offers over asking. Mm-hmm. Now, the one area that we are seeing in many areas that's not flying as quickly, and let's see what your area is the properties over $1 million.
Absolutely. The market has slowed down there.
Okay.
The average days on market, I just did, I had a listing appointment it's over $1.2 million home, Woodland Hills. The average days on market was 71, or 76, and it's going up. And we did a graph of how the market has gone for the past year, and it actually is a little bit down. And most months there were price reductions.
Mm-hmm. So if there are price – now, when you look at that number and you see price reductions – they're hearing numbers like the market's doing so well.
They think that the market's up, so they list a little higher.
List high.
Yes, and unfortunately, we don't make the market. We just give the news.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what's your philosophy? I talk to agents all the time, so I like to get everyone's different philosophies. Do you rather list a property high and come down, or list a property lower and get multiple offers and bid it up? What does that mean?
When you list high, then you're following the market down, and you're going to end up with lower market costs because you're, 90 days on market, somebody's going to think what's wrong with the property. So I power price them at the right price.
Okay.
Usually, I just sold one in Westlake for 1.25, multiple offers. It was a foreclosure. It went in less than a week over asking. So
wow, okay.
You just have to watch your pricing. It's very price induced market. And
so people still want a good deal.
Yes.
But they're out there, they're working on it.
Everyone wants a good deal.
Sure.
The seller wants to get as much money as they can. It's human nature. So.
Right. So the big question that we always, and that's what professional guidance is all about, in my opinion, mm-hmm. is which way do you see it working best in your market? the power pricing that you're talking about.
Power pricing.
Or some people say, well, I think a lot of consumers have misconception that you can't go up. And market can bid you up.
It can bid you up. Multiples will bid you up. Wouldn't you rather have, instead of one offer to deal with, would you rather have backup offers to keep the first offer honest?
Sure.
Absolutely. Up in Woodland Hills, it's a beautiful home, private on a cul-de-sac. It's going to be a $1.2 million, four plus four. Just very private.
Okay, you got to back up for me. I'm a simple guy. Four plus four, so that's eight.
Four baths.
Okay.
Three and a half baths. It's almost 4,000 square foot.
Oh, that's a big house.
It's a big house.
Nice.
Nice French doors. We're aging it right now. It's very zen.
Okay. Explain the idea of staging. Do you find that's a benefit for people as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you're a big believer in the staging.
Yeah. I'm certified, lifetime certified stager, and it gets more money quicker.
Okay.
Realizing getting my sellers most money in this amount of time. That's what most people want.
Yeah.
People have some time to play with. But.
Well, and I suggest, and we chat about it frequently, that people really don't, I don't anybody that wants their house listed. They really want their soul,
yeah.
Right? So if you can get the most money in the shortest amount of time, it sounds like it's like utopia, right? I mean, that's what
right.
they really want.
Right.
So, and so staging helps that. What tricks do you have that will help people?
I personalize it.
What does that mean?
I take down personal pictures.
Okay.
The,
you don't want to see my pictures of Hawaii?
I do. And, you know, it might distract the buyer, and the
okay.
buyer can't imagine their own family living in the home. And then, you know, clutter eats equity. So we move some of the clutter as much as we can.
Okay.
Box it up, and, you know, we give every room a purpose. And
nice.
Yeah.
So that's it. So these are all just little tricks of the trade, so to speak.
Yes.
Okay, so that's... You like that because that some of those areas are, you know, you want the people, they see properties selling quickly. You know, you said earlier that you had some property that sold in less than a week with multiple offers. And people start thinking, well, everybody that I know that does something well, make it look easy.
It doesn't just happen. A lot of work that goes into it. I do a lot of my most of my marketing starts before we list.
Really?
So, yes, with pre-marketing, as I'm pre-marketing this thing, that's not going to be until May. I pre-market on the internet, Facebook, social media, by word of mouth. I stage them. I do online marketing, like I said, starts well before I list.
Good information. So that tells you that if you're thinking about selling, then the idea is to call right away and get started before,
right.
So you can get that some of that time frame out, because wait until August, well, then you're not talking about selling really until September.
Correct.
Right? So just a thought there. We're going to talk more with Allison Silver when we come back. Keller Williams, Calabasas. You are listening to Ron C. Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Would you rather have $1 million in the bank or $5,000 a month for retirement? We'll talk about that as well. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And remember, ronsiegelradio.com, in the archives, you can see the audio, or you can listen to the audio of our broadcast, mbelinks.com/iTunes. Subscribe to the podcast. And if you want to watch us, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855. 3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunity. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Word on Wealth segment today, being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Are you 62 years of age or older? Do you have equity in your property? A reverse mortgage might be the right solution for you. Maybe you've got a home that's completely paid for. You want to sell that and move to the beach, move to the desert, move wherever you like, move where your kids are. Take and put half the money into a new property with a reverse mortgage. Put the other half into the bank or wherever you want it and enjoy life. Have that new property, no mortgage payment for the rest of your life. That is a concept with the reverse mortgage. Would you rather have $1 million or dollars monthly in retirement? I like loving asking questions like this, because it's just a mind teaser, so to speak. Think about this concept, because $5,000 a month for life or $1 million in the bank, what can you expect that $1 million to throw off? That's where the big math question comes in on something like this. I'm looking right now, as I'm speaking to you, the U.S. 10-year Treasury is paying 2.4%. Now, $5,000 a month, if you had that $1 million in the bank, is basically saying, okay, we need 6% annually to throw off 5% and not eat into your principal and not make sure you don't run out of money. Think about that concept. Which would you rather go? Now, you also have to think about how much extra is it going to cost. If you're 65 years old right now and you can live off of $5,000 a month, you may be living in retirement for 30 years. What's $5,000 a month going to look like 30 years from now? That's one of the another reason. Great advice. Get counsel. Get a financial planner. If you don't know one, 1-800-306-1990. Be happy to put you in touch with somebody who can help you with these different numbers, figure in what your real estate is going to, how that's going to affect that, taxes, property taxes, maybe Social Security. Maybe you don't want to start taking Social Security right away and you want to use other assets for your living. There's a whole lot to consider. That is the Word on Wealth segment and brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgage.com. Continuing our conversation this morning, Allison Silverman's with us, Keller Williams Calabasas. We were talking about some high-end real estate. We've talked about moderate real estate. We're in California. There's no such thing as cheap real estate. So that just isn't part of our vocabulary. But some people have – there's a lot of different consultations. I was with a client was it Wednesday? And we were talking about some real estate. And one of the agents we were with, their commentary was they don't do any open houses because less than 1% of the properties sell in open houses. That's just one agent's opinion. Let's find out from Allison what your thoughts are.
They're probably right. My marketing is geared towards open houses. I sell.
Okay.
I've sold all of my lists in the last year off open houses.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so how do you know, what are you doing under a week?
Yeah. I blast it all over social media. I pre-market everything. I call the neighbors. I have two girls from my office, Dana and Stephanie. I'm very lucky to have their help today. They are out inviting neighbors to my new open house this weekend. And I wanted to wish Robin, my seller, happy birthday. It was her birthday yesterday.
Nice. Happy birthday, Robin.
And so I am open 12 to 5 both Saturday and Sunday. And we get about 50 people through, and it never fails that we get full offers and the buyer comes through on the weekend because it's tough for them to come through during the work week they're working.
So that's an interesting scenario because it must be a full package that you're doing then.
Yes, I have a full marketing package, a special formula I use, and that one realtor probably is correct on her stats.
Right.
So because they don't use the formula I do, because before I started doing this, that was my stat too.
Sure.
So I wanted to choose that and sell homes quicker. And, you know, it is a lot of work.
But it also, I think it ties in with what you were talking about earlier with, you know, if you've, and I'm just going to throw out a number. Say you've got a property that's worth $1 million and you do all this marketing and pre-marketing and tell people, you know, you've got this property coming to market at 975 or something. Whatever the numbers, I'm just throwing numbers out there. You have a lot of attention to that property. And that's kind of what you're talking about earlier with the power pricing, as opposed to listing it at 1.1 and coming down to a million.
Right. Yes.
Is that why you believe that there's the activity you get in the open house?
Pricing is key. They won't look at it if it's overpriced or if it's, you know, out of the price range. However, the listing I have coming up, the 1.2 or greater than 1.2, I already have three realtors texting me about their buyers being interested, and we're not hitting market till May. So it is quite a bit of word of mouth, pre-marketing all over the internet.
Now, have those buyers seen the property?
Not yet. No, it's still being staged.
Okay. So it's a really a, you know, a focused project or process.
Yes.
Right, so you've got agents that already know about it, so obviously it's out there in the world, mm-hmm. but they can't see it. Mm-hmm. So like saying, you know, I could say this to my son, here, Mitchell, here's a milkshake, but you can't touch it. Right? Same concept.
But you're saying milkshake's being created. So, it would cost my seller money to show it right now before it's completely staged.
There you go. So again, it's the idea of that council that makes a lot of sense. So the higher end property, and that works on higher end properties as well as the moderate property.
Yes, higher end properties, we do a drone video and a whole different, you know.
That's a whole new concept, the drone ideas.
Yes.
So where are you putting those pictures at then, the drone videos?
Oh, it'll be all on social media.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're doing social media, you're doing it on the international sites and all that as well?
It'll go international. It'll be boosted. You know, we have special formula how to boost.
Okay. So you're really targeting who you're going to and going after.
We target our buyers, especially on my end, you want to go international.
Are you seeing a lot of international business coming to Southern California for purchasing?
Yes.
Just the higher end?
Yes.
So the moderate pricing, you're not seeing that in?
You get some investors, you know, my sellers, you know, most of the property listing are lendable.
Okay.
So, and an all-cash buyer wants a discount. So.
Okay. So, now, what kind of discount can somebody get with an all-cash offer?
They can only get that if it's not lendable.
Okay, yeah, so.
Because if you're, you know, you're a regular standard seller, why would you give a discount for all cash? You want as much money as you can get out of your house, right?
It's kind of funny because you hear people talking about, well, I've got all cash, so I'm going to make a lower priced offer, but to the seller, and a lot of sellers get caught up in that as well, that they want that all cash, but either way, it's all cash at the end of escrow.
Right. As long as
it's one wire transfer.
I've called the lender and I've, made sure everything's okay, or I have them back up with someone.
Sure.
All cash is wonderful. It's not lendable. And the cash is king.
Sure. What would make a property not lendable?
Foundation issues, no roof, no...
Okay, so structure, health, and safety issues.
Yes.
Okay. So, and those areas, obviously, we got to be careful of. And again, here's the concept is that we talked about this, I think, in your segment, Gold Star over there. They're going to offer that same as cash. You can go in with as a lendable, and it's still same as cash. So you got both the best of both worlds from the seller's standpoint, because the seller is only concerned with the only benefit to the seller from a cash offer to a lended offer is the security that it's going to close.
Right. Going in with a loan, it's basically the same.
Basically, it's cash, and then the lender, and then the buyer or the seller, all they really care about at that point, everything is equal if they know that the loan is going to go through or the cash is going to be wired.
Right.
Right? Either way, the escrow, they're going to get money.
Right.
And who cares, right? At
we're
that
just
point.
Discussing terms.
Right. So when you're talking about the open house, what are the things that you're doing to get that many people to show up at your open houses?
I have 18 signs that I set up at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Wow, 18 signs. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Right?
Yeah. Hello, Mr. Verdo. It's good to see you online with us this morning. Yeah, that's 18 signs.
Yes, 18 signs. Like I said, we invite the neighbors. This particular thing, we're inviting over 600 neighbors.
And I always like that idea. It's the concept there. Invite your neighbors and let them pick their next their new
exactly,
neighbor.
Exactly. They're most likely going to go to a party tonight and say, hey, you know what? There's a new listing in my neighborhood. Be their friends or family. They want to have someone close to them. So it does work.
It's not just about putting the sign in the front yard. There's a whole lot to it. And it's also going to do with a lot of experience.
Yes.
Right, that's the whole issue. If you want to meet Allison Silverman, Keller Williams Calabasas, I'd be happy to put you in touch and be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back every day to Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today, and of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Just push me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.